What's up, Hoodat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. We are recording a very quick Donkey Bite segment, as promised. And this one is going to be about the Pelicans and Zion's return. With us today, we actually have from the Saints UK podcast, Ben Wright and James Baker. Welcome to the show. I'm going to guess you don't have a number because it's morning for us. And you're on our time.
Well, it's my birthday, so I technically could have been drinking all day so far, but no, I haven't. I've got zero. I'm at zero.
This is true. Ben, you just woke up. Yeah. So.
I'm a zero at the moment. I just woke up. So. I'm technically on your time. I'm doing night shift, so I'm technically on your time.
There you go. And then Scott, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Hello. Zero. I just got off of work. For my morning job, so I'm about to go get ready for my day job.
Aha. He's in the transition phase.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about them Pelicans. So Zion returned. If you watched on the local broadcast, you would have thought it's fantastic, but that the team was just too energetic and they couldn't overcome the butterflies in their stomach for that. If you watch the ESPN broadcast, Zion has been eating too much king cake and he's a big fat slob. And he doesn't deserve to be playing basketball. Is that? Do I have it right?
Yeah. Sounds about right. Yes.
So which is it?
Both.
No, we got the ESPN coverage over here. It was, you know, I stayed up to watch it at 2:30 in the morning, and I couldn't believe. I know they're incompetent for Monday night, but I just thought that was down to Booger McFarlane. But the announcers were just. They're just looking for something to slam against Zion and the Pelicans. I couldn't believe it.
Why?
Who knows?
But they pump up, here's the big return, here's the big return, and then they shit on him.
I think it was just the announcers. I think it was just that crap announcers that just, I think the Lakers were playing tonight too or something. I don't know. Maybe they, I don't know. I don't know what their deal was. I don't know. I don't give a shit about the Lakers.
So I did notice, like, after the first, like, 2 minutes of him playing when he was sitting on the bench, there was a lot of sweat drip. I mean, I do remember thinking, even without ever anybody saying anything, kind of like, are you sure you're sweating a lot for somebody who's only played 2 minutes of basketball? For an NBA player to be playing 2 minutes of basketball.
I mean, you gotta get back in game shape, you know? I mean,
I get it. Right. I mean, you think about, you have your knee, you're not playing daily, right? You're not practicing with the intensity. So you're gonna kind of, you're not in tip-top shape. You know, I don't blame the guy for having limited time.
It's going to take 10 games or so to see the real Zion.
You believe 10?
He didn't look that big in Summer League. In Summer League, you don't get much practice in before you start playing, do you? It's only a couple of sessions before the Summer League starts. And he didn't look that big in Summer League. And he certainly didn't look that big in preseason. I mean, that was my first reaction, is when he came out on court. It's just like, wow, he's big. And the first graphic that came up on the screen was saying he's the third heaviest player in the NBA this year at 285 pounds. And I mean, I'm about 285 pounds and I couldn't play basketball.
Right. But you're also not 6'6".
I'm 6'4". It's not far off.
Are you really?
Yeah. It's not far off, but I couldn't play basketball at this size. No chance.
That's true.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody gains some holiday weight. Everybody gained some holiday weight, so, you know, he probably just had that going for him.
Yeah, that's true.
He moved to New Orleans.
When I first came to New Orleans, I put on shitload of weight. And that was just a week.
Yeah, we go from, from Halloween candy to Thanksgiving to Christmas cookies to king cake season, the crawfish season, to Saints season. I mean, we never have a time to diet in this city. That's why we're all obese. So for him to be at 285, I think that's a good job. Good job.
Yeah, we should be happy. It could be worse.
Ain't nobody pushing him around. All right, but he did have a relatively speaking, he had a good game, right? I mean, how would you rate his – are you happy with his performance?
I mean, he was hitting a lot of threes, which was good to see. You know, he probably – practice them a lot because you can't really run a lot with your legs, so you're or jump, so he just sit there practicing threes, I guess. I don't know.
And he was too tired to make his way to the basket.
Yeah, that too. Like, damn, I got to run all the way over there? Screw that. I'm just going to throw it up from back here.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, fatty, why don't you go to the bathroom so you catch your breath?
No, no, I'm catching it.
Okay, fatty, but try to keep the wheezing level down. We gotta concentrate.
Sure, no problem.
But yeah, he played 18 minutes, 22 points. I mean, he was tied for the highest point total on the team with Ingram. Ingram played 34 minutes, had 22 points. Zion played 18 minutes, had 22 points. So, you know, they're going to monitor his, you know, he's kind of on a quote-unquote pitch count, minute count, whatever you want to call it.
So what was that controversy where the team was saying, oh, we never said he was on that, and all the fans are like, yeah, you did.
Did. They absolutely did. That's why they took him out in the fourth quarter, and a lot of fans were pissed that they took him out because, you know, hey, it's the fourth quarter, we're close, you know, we need to try to win, and they took him out. It was because he was on a minute count. I mean, they said that before the game. I don't know why they're denying that.
What benefit is there? I mean, what are they working with, the archdiocese?
Oh, don't start, please. We knew there were going to be a minute count. Every professional athlete, that no matter what sport it is, if they're coming back from a long term injury, but when the first time you see him back, they will not be playing the first game.
Right.
Whether it's a wide receiver in the NFL, he won't play every snap. Look at JJ Watt in the playoff game for the Texans against the Bills. He didn't appear for every single snap. It took him a while to get in the game. It's just how you manage professional athletes coming back. Because you say, yes, it's one game against Spurs. Yes, we're close to winning, but look at the bigger picture here. We've got a generational talent. Why make him blow out another knee by pushing it too far?
And his first ever game, right. I mean, bringing him back. But I think the point, like what Scott was even saying, was the fans would not have been outraged if he wouldn't have denied it. Like, they're asking why he didn't play. You go back to your point and say, he's on a minute count. That's why he didn't play. Yeah. Oh, okay. I get it. Instead of, oh, we didn't.
Cover up.
So, all right, Jason.
Nothing like a cover up.
Jason said, since he couldn't be here, what'd he say? Y'all just say that because he was at the game, the atmosphere in the arena was insane and unlike any reaction for Chris Paul or AD. So that's pretty good to see, to hear. I mean, you knew it was going to be that case, but too bad they didn't get the win, though. Imagine how awesome it would have been if they would have got the win. Oh, and my curse is still in effect, okay? I watched the game, and they were tanking the whole way. I turned it off about midway through the third quarter, and I woke up to see that they were, you know, they were down by, what, 13 or something when I turned it off, and they only lost by 3 because I turned it off a little too late. I should have turned it off at halftime, and they would have played better and won the game.
I was sitting there thinking, just watching this.
You know when I'm watching the Pelicans. But I'll watch tonight. So what do you expect tonight, James? Anything?
Memphis tonight, isn't it?
According to my calculations.
No, it is Denver tonight.
Denver.
Denver tonight. That's it. It was Memphis last weekend, wasn't it?
At home.
I think you're going to get much of the same. I mean, look, every game this season the Pelicans play, they score a lot of points. They, you know, every game, both teams are scoring 100. You know, it's going to be, it's that fast-paced style they play, isn't it? But I think at some point, the energy that the crowd are going to bring into it and Zion, it's going to start paying off. And I think tonight's the night. He'll play a little bit longer, maybe, I think. They might stretch him out a little bit longer. And you might see a bit more of his high-flying stuff that you saw from college. Because we didn't sign him as a player to shoot 3 points, did we? We didn't draft him to shoot 3-pointers. But if he can,
he can't fly right now.
Oh, yeah,
he can't fly right now.
He's got a wounded wing.
Yeah. Shit, I'm thinking more of the weight. You know, he's a lot of weight to lift off the ground. He's like a jumbo jet, like a 747. He needs.
They get off the floor eventually, though.
Yeah,
he needs just more room for takeoff. That's all it is. He's got to get a running start.
Start him in the dome.
thing. All right, so that's our quick Pelicans donkey bite for you folks. We hope you enjoyed it. Great to have the UK guys. You know, we ought to do this a little more often.
Yeah, it's good fun. Lucky you're recording at a sensible time for us so we can actually join you.
Right? Yeah. I like these
more
daytime.
Recording at this time is good.
Yeah, I like it too.
And right, it exposes the real alcoholics.
Right. So, all right. So that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Follow us on Twitter for daily conversation. Like us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts. Subscribe on YouTube to watch or listen as an alternative to your podcast app. And if you want to listen the old-fashioned way, there's always DomePatrolPodcast.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Zion donkeys.
No! Don't say bye, Zion.
Oh, what do you want me to say?
I don't know, but you can't say bye to him. Now he's going to get hurt tonight.
Only if you watch.
Yeah. Pass the ball, final casting call. First of all, verbal basketball. Off the glass, smash your jaw. Too fast for y'all. You might take a nasty fall trying to stick with the prehistoric passenger. Foul ball. All rep, no physical contact. Bounce back, demonstrate invincible bomb raps. Not no hustler, no player, or speaking no crime crap. I'm vocally trying to score before my time lapse. Full court press, hands in your chest. Running cause I'm a rebel with the ghetto connects. No fouls, just checks. Make a brother.